You know, it's kind of a you're in limbo. So, but it's good to finally have it figured out. That's for sure.
What are your strengths, and what do you see yourself playing on this level?
Well, I think I bring my strengths. You know, I have to start with the mental side of the game. I'm a student of the game. I love football. I'm obsessed with it. So that helps me a lot. And I think that my technique is also something that I can rely on. I see myself playing. That's my goal, and that's, you know, that's what I want to do. So in order to get there, I'm going to have to work on some things and definitely get stronger. But, you know, that's part of the process.
Do you know Darren College at all?
Yep, know him really well. Yep.
So you haven't had a chance to get debriefed about the Cardinals then from him?
Not really. You know, we talked a little bit, but we've both been so busy the last couple of months that it's hard to kind of catch up, but I'm sure we will in the next couple of days.
He's pretty active up there, isn't he, in the alumni and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, he's been good to BSU since he's been gone, and he's here a lot, and I've gotten a chance to learn a lot from him, hang out with him, kind of, you know, just see how he works and see how he does things, and it's good that he is part of this community.
Was there any thought as the seventh round came that, God, maybe I'd be better off not getting drafted and picking a place to go, or just happy it worked out this way?
No, I'm just happy it worked out this way. You know, I feel very fortunate and very blessed to have been drafted, and I'm going to do all I can to play my best and get a job.
Thank you so much, Nate. Congratulations, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.